Sandwiched between the Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge and White Sands Missile Range is a skinny, somewhat forgotten chunk of land dotted with sage and mesquite. It's a great illustration of what could be affected by the Wilderness and Roadless Release Act, if you can find it.
I don't know that this road would really exist anymore.
Yeah.
But you can follow this road down to this cattle guard at the old Bruton Ranch.
Yeah.
After a serendipitous encounter with a Bureau of Land Management game warden and his map, Phil Norton continues down the road until he's sure we're looking west over the Antelope Wilderness Study Area, 20,000 acres that for decades have been managed as wilderness without being designated as such.
In the background are the Magdalenas with a little snow on them.
And just in front of that is Bosque del Apache, which Norton managed until his retirement from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2000.
When I was the manager of the refuge, there's three wilderness areas on it, and most of them are like this. They're not the great scenic things that you think of normally when you think of wilderness areas. They're not the snow-capped peaks and all.
It's a sentiment reflected in the BLM's own documentation on Antelope. A two-page write-up easily summarized as, eh, sure, it's remote, but there's a power line just behind us, nothing endangered lives here, and the vegetation is your standard dusty green scrub. In short, no real reason to recommend it for designation as an official wilderness area. Norton admits that as a land manager, he used to get annoyed by wilderness areas.
I felt restrained a little bit because I couldn't drive out there if I wanted to. And then it dawned on me one day that was a good thing, because pretty soon there'd be a road, and then there'd be another road. And all of a sudden, you've lost this natural, pristine area that I think we're losing more and more of. It's hard to find a place in the U.S. now that doesn't have a road. So to me, areas that don't have it, we should protect them.
And this is the crux of the argument surrounding H.R. 1581. Supporters of the measure, like New Mexico Representative Steve Pierce, say land like this should not continue to be managed as de facto wilderness when federal agencies like the BLM or Forest Service have concluded it doesn't meet Wilderness Act criteria. They say roads would allow for greater recreational access and better forest management. Opponents, though, have nicknamed this bill the Great Outdoors Giveaway, calling it a transfer of wealth from the American people to the oil and gas, mining, and timber industries. In fact, some of those groups, including Independent Petroleum Association of New Mexico, do support the measure as another step toward domestic energy security. But Karen Stockdale with Audubon New Mexico says even though areas like this may not meet strict federal definitions of wilderness, they're still important.
Outside of the refuge boundaries, this Antelope Wilderness Study Area adds another 20,000 acres of buffer from all the human development. So it makes a refuge. And this is really a core principle in conservation biology, that you want a mosaic and diversity of different habitats, and that larger contiguous protected areas really have a tremendous impact on the ability for wildlife to sustain themselves.
Lately, organizations like Audubon and the Outdoor Industry Foundation have been making more of an effort to quantify the value of thriving wildlife and roadless landscapes. It's not an easy number to pin down, especially compared to straightforward data from the extractive industries, but one estimate puts New Mexico's outdoor recreation economy at $3.8 billion a year, roughly half of what the oil and gas industry contributes, but still nothing to sneeze at.
The rooms are all named after birds, as you'll notice. This is the egret room.
As the owner of Casablanca Bed and Breakfast in San Antonio, Phoebe Wood understands the wilderness equals money equation as well as anyone.
Most of our visitors are going to the Bosque del Apache, and we have lots of repeat people who come every year, every other year. Bird watchers and wildlife photographers, people attending special activities down at the refuge.
But environmental advocates say there's another financial argument to be made in favor of protecting these roadless areas. Bill Merhedge with New Mexico's BLM says it's pretty simple.
If you have a land that has wilderness characteristics on it, you know, it's kind of like, why do we want to mess it up?
As someone who's spent $30 million over the last 7 years working to restore oil fields to native grassland, it's a question he's well qualified to ask. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Cecil Overgaard, KUNM.